The mid-year data came from testing and computer programs that measure their progress. School Board Chair Paula Wright says the data will help redirect resources to high-need students.
So we have an opportunity to purposefully target those schools and then even dig a little deeper in terms of which classrooms and which students in those schools.
Middle schoolers are improving after years of poor performance and dwindling enrollment. Literacy is also improving district-wide. For instance, 58% of fourth graders are on track to meet or exceed grade level compared to 43% 2 years ago. But here's the not-so-good news. Third graders are doing worse in reading. At this time last year, 37% were on track to achieving grade level. This year, it's dropped to 35%. If third graders don't pass state tests in March, they won't be promoted to fourth, which is why Duval Superintendent Nikolai Vitti says the district is sending additional staff to help those students. Vitti has also compiled a watch list to closely monitor, including low-performing schools and high-performing schools that have an influx of new students or leadership changes. For example, B School Mandarin Middle is on his list.
I don't anticipate the school grade tremendously dropping, but we have seen an increase in disciplinary issues at Mandarin. We've seen data that is flat or moving in the wrong direction.
Board Chair Wright says it's also time to look at school programs and decide if they should be dropped or replicated elsewhere. Lindsay Kilbride, 89.9 WJCT News.